Imagine Dragons and Thunder, 9:16 here on Q105.
Wow, that's a lot of song, man.
No, there you go. I got your new music.
Oh, I love that.
This is the time of the show or the segment where we have Janet Amid. She is a famed worldwide astrologer. She is so busy. She takes appointments on Thanksgiving.
I saw eight people yesterday. I was very busy.
And they're not desperate people. They're just in town. So you accommodate.
Well, two of them were desperate. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people that don't have families. And, you know, and I celebrate Thanksgiving the day after, which is tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, the era of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 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 That's interesting.
Well, it's Friday. So then it's like.
Yeah. And it's relaxed. And, you know, people are out shopping. So they leave me alone. Nobody wants to come in.
419-240-1055. If you would like to call and get a free astrological reading about a relationship. We don't really do health questions. We do relationship, job. What else do you like to do? Relationship. Yeah.
Everything. I mean,
not health. Like, don't call and ask, like, when I'm going to get pregnant, right?
If in the office I can tell them things like that, but on air, we're so limited on time.
Right.
So we want to keep it kind of like, you know, just cut and dry. You know,
get
so
some
they,
good information.
Yeah.
Let's give
me a thumbnail sketch of what's going on with my future.
You know when you're
going
to get pregnant? When you quit the birth control and he...
And then when they do it on the full moon. Do you know the full moon actually accentuates that?
I mean, chance of pregnancy?
That's the
motion in the ocean to make it all happen.
I love her.
Why didn't you tell me not, just warned me a long time ago not to have sex on the full moon because you know I can't get anyone pregnant.
Wait, I can.
I refuse to.
Well, I don't blame you for that.
This is how I can afford my unemployment at the moment.
You need to do other things for that then.
419-240-1055. My buddy Janet Amid. She is our world famous astrologer. Hey, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Hi.
You were born under the sign of Aquarius, and you generally ask for a specific question, but I just want to say this to you. We don't talk about health, but I am a little concerned about your health. I see some stomach and digestion issues with you, and I feel that when you get stressed out, that's the first place it goes. And your moon sign is in the sign of Virgo. It falls into your house of health, but your sun sign's Aquarius, which are very different. So that means that you have this sort of like conservative side versus this extroverted side. Two different aspects going on in your personality. One wants to flee and do her own thing. One wants to kind of be very structured. Plus, at the same time, you hate confrontation. Obviously, you're a very internal person, very partnership oriented. Love, triple love your humanitarian aspect. And the last 2.5, 3 years, going back to 2014 through this year, has been stressful with work and jobs, similar to what you had gone through back in 07 through 09. So I see you coming into a better direction the end of this year, going into the next year. And a lot of it's going to relate to work, as well as, you know, I feel like things are going to finally come together. Those pieces are going to start coming together, and you're not going to feel so anxious. Okay? Does that make sense?
Great.
Any of this make sense?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of that does, especially with the health issue, because I'm getting a little bit older, and there are some other issues.
A lot of it's autoimmune system with you, but a lot of it is digestion, stomach, and you've had some autoimmune system issues, and watch bladder issues, too. I shouldn't be diagnosing.
That's definitely. Yep, you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
Good luck, sweetheart. It'll be better.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Sally. Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your question for the wonderful Janet Amid?
Career, please.
What's your birth date?
9/22/67.
And what is your... Do you know your time of birth, honey?
Unfortunately, that information was lost in the hospital. My mom says it was in the 7 a.m. area.
Okay, one of the things I want to say to you is that you're somebody who doesn't like change. You are a creature of habit, but then what's the flip side of that is, wait for it, is you get very, very bored very easily. So part of your Virgo stuff says, I don't like change, I like consistency, I want to do my own thing. And then this other aspect says, I get bored really, to the max, and I need to kind of change things around a little bit. So there's a big cut. Oh, I know. And there's a conflict with that. You are a workaholic. I mean, you are a fiend when it comes to work, and you're coming into an interesting stage of your life at the age of 40, going on 41 in the next 2.5, 3 years. It'll begin around January, so you're going to re-examine your work and your job as you did in 09, 2010, and 2011. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, but I'm 50 this year.
I meant 50, because I can't add. So 1967.
No, it's okay.
So I feel that that change coming up, it, like 09 through 2012 was the last time this took place. So you're coming into that again. And the reason I was thinking 40 was at the age of 40, 35 to 37, around that period, you had gone through another change. That's why I was
Correct.
Thinking 40. Yeah. So
the entire life changed.
Huge. And so this upcoming year looks pretty good. It is a good positive aspect for you, and I feel like it's going to come together around February 2018. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Sally. Happy holidays. Let's get to Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your question for the wondrous Jan and Amin?
Relationship.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Kind of. What do you mean? So you're,
okay.
Are you
well,
just,
I,
are
yeah.
you just sleeping with him?
Oh, will you stop?
I can ask that question.
If you're asking me about a relationship, a specific person, I'm going to need his information. If
know,
you're
I'm
not, then you stop.
I don't know his
name. You don't want to put his name on air? Is that what the problem is?
No, I have his birth date, though.
Well, why don't you give that to me? Because that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Quickly, before you know,
before
New Year's
patience.
Is here.
Stop.
It's 8:30. 89.
Thank you, honey.
Whoa.
So he's 10 years.
Yeah.
He's 17 years younger.
10.
No, 10. I know. I can't add today. It's Friday.
10. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a cougar.
So were you gonna say something about that?
Me?
Yeah.
Why are you sleeping with him?
Well, he's good in bed.
I'm not.
Oh, well, you need to be. Why else would you date somebody 10 years
younger?
But
you know what? I'm going to say something in your favor. He's very mature for his age. I mean, and you're more not as mature. Don't take that wrong. I mean, you're very nice. You're very fun. You're the girly type. You're very sensitive. Love that about you. But you're very expressive, and I think you're attracted to men that are different culturally too. So there's sort of like this attraction, guys that are a little bit different, and I see that. And does it make sense to you, honey?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as the relationship goes, I feel that you guys are good together as friends, but if you were to get involved with him romantically, and I don't care about the age, it would complicate the situation because he doesn't know what to do with you because he's a picker. He picks because he's very finicky, and he has another aspect to his chart, which shows that he could play quite a bit too. So you have to be very careful and protect that heart of yours. But but I feel he's very drawn to you and you're drawn to him. And you know what the interesting thing about this is, and then I'll let you go. You are big about the mental thing. You have your thinking sign, your Scorpio, in Sagittarius, your thinking sign. So if he makes love to your brain, the rest just falls into place. And he does. You guys have long conversations, and this is what I think is the appealing part. No, I think that makes sense to you that that's the appealing part.
Yes.
Kelly, what's this guy's nationality?
He's European.
He's European.
Well, you can tell that in her chart she likes European guys.
I think we're all European, aren't we?
Yeah, I know. I mean, especially no. So like, because Janet said you like different guys. So like, he's not like black or Puerto Rican or a different like nationality or ethnicity than you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Different. Well, race and ethnicity can be different, wouldn't you say? Or is that fine line?
Like, he's European. Does he have an accent?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
Good luck, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Cause, like, if
thank you.
You're welcome. Happy holidays. Like, because if he's like ultra European, then you know what? He's probably not circumcised.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're so bad.
Yeah.
I heard what you just said. And I'm
good.
Like, okay. I like guys that are, though.
Hi, Danny. Good morning.
Hey, ask Janet if I'm ever going to win the lottery. Janet, am I ever going to win the lottery?
Who is this?
It's Denny.
Denny Schaefer.
Oh, I just
I'm
love
very
you.
Famous. I'm on the radio at Q105.